Hey guys, this is Stig. Before we start the episode, I wanted to talk to you for just a second about BeTheGamer.com. The ultimate goal of BeTheGamer.com is to give you, the community, the power to control the direction that the site goes, not some in a corporate boardroom. BeTheGamer now has a new main site. The site is completely controlled by you, the community. In order for it to thrive and grow, we need you guys to help us out. All users who have signed up on the forums are able to submit news articles. To submit a news article, all you need is the link to the original article, a title for the article, and a 2 or 3 line sentence description about what the article is about. Users are also able to vote on each news story, deciding which news is posted on the front page. If you like the story and you want to support it, you hit vote. If you don't care about it, just leave it alone. Simple as that. Last but not least, users are able to reply to articles and put their own spin on the subject. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the show.
Pet Food Alpha!
Hidey-ho, and welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha. We are the podcast that brings you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy news, community, etc. All that really good stuff. This is episode number 10. My name is Steak. And with me, as always,
Fusion X. And with us today, we have our guest.
We have a very, very special guest. He's been with us as a fan for a really long time, and we've been trying to get him on the show. And he finally,
the manly man. He is Stealth Bomber.
Stealth Bomber.
Oh, hello.
And welcome.
Thank you
very much for joining us. It's an honor. It's an honor.
So yeah.
Great. We got a couple very short little things of news. POL didn't really give us anything new, but the Chocobo Raising is coming soon. That's the only thing we really have to look forward to right now. So this will be a pretty cool episode.
We don't
have any really news to go over, so we'll jump right into it.
So if you haven't gotten your the Barry White music collections for your chocobo breeding yet, you still have some time to put that together before the update, you know.
Chocobo prom. Oh boy. The actual Ottergon CD that you can order has the chocobo breeding music in it.
Oh nice.
Whoa.
It's kinda jazzy music.
Time
it's
to
weird.
Import it and turn off the lights. And
yeah, turn off the lights and
kind of dim down.
When a mommy and daddy chocobo really love each other, kind of thing.
Mommy, where do chocobos come from?
I'll show you, Timmy.
Oh man, so chocobo breeding's coming out.
Yeah, I'm
excited for that. I want to breed my own chocobo.
Definitely,
that would be sweet. Be so cool.
Make some little baby chocobos.
Like, I'm not too sure about it.
Really? Why?
I don't know. I get harder. Like, it's hard for me to get to those breeding, taken care of type of things.
Okay, I gotcha. Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just like.
So, like, you're not really into farming and gardening in your mug house?
No, I never do any of that. I found it. Too kind to, yeah, I would kill it. I just like touch it and be like, boom.
Well, maybe Fusion, maybe your chocobo and my chocobo can like get together and
give them a little table with some candles on it and play the Barry White and let them go at it. And then we'll tape it and sell it.
Yes! Tape it and sell it. Dude, that's just wrong, dude.
It's like Paris Hilton.
XXXChocobo.com.
Choco on, Choco action.
Oh my gosh. Okay, on that note, moving right along. We'll go right into what we've been doing in game. I've been doing some stuff, but we'll start with our guest, as always. Stealth Bomber?
Yes?
Why don't you tell him what job you are and what level you are, and then tell us about
it. I'm a 62 Paladin. I've been playing as long as Stake has since the NA release.
Thank God you are not a Dragoon!
Hey.
Awesome.
I played Dragoon.
I got to give you props for not being a Dragoon, because I've been surrounded by Dragoons.
See? The Paladins have power this time.
It's true. It's true. Yeah, they always have. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I've been leveling Ninja as a sub to Paladin for when I get to 75, if I ever get to 75.
Good man. Good man.
It's more like putting Gil into it and not seeing it come back. It's a little sad.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's like Ninja Tools.
It's like 100k for a stack of 12 of 99 each.
Yeah.
Like, it's too much.
It is. It
takes me forever to get that kind of money. Ugh.
I think my ninja's at like 33, and I just stopped leveling it a long time ago. I'm like,
yeah,
all right.
But you know, though, once you get the ninja up there, though, you can actually use that for a lot of BCMs, yes. And then you can get all that money back and spend it again.
I'm gonna do that with Beastmaster, though.
I'm only gonna have a seals.
Yeah,
but awesome. If I got enough seals, I do like under observation, because you get Peacock Charm, and that sells for a pretty good penny.
That's a pretty penny, yeah.
Yeah, that is a pretty penny. I've never seen that NM before. I've been down there Argus? Many, many times. Yeah, Argus.
Yeah.
I've been down there many times. I've never seen him there.
I checked it once doing my RSC run,
mm-hmm.
And I never saw. I stayed there for like 5 minutes. I mean, that's not long enough, but there's no trick to it or anything, like the Valkyr Emperor or anything, which I know about. There's, placeholder tricks. So, I don't know what they're, though.
Sweet, dude.
Nice.
So, you, Stealth Bomber joins us from the Seraph server.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
Representing the Seraph server action. Woo!
Yo. In the hood.
It's all about Kujata, though, dude. I gotta hook you up with a World Pass.
Bahamut.
I said before, I'm gonna join up.
Boo, Bahamut, boo. No, I'm just kidding. Bahamut's cool. Isn't Bahamut overpopulated?
Yeah, that's why it's cool. We got a lot of people on it.
Awesome.
Like, Sammy's on it too. You're lucky she's not on tonight, or she'd set you straight on this.
Yeah.
You know what I say?
Of course, then there'd be another pellet on here. Yeah, if you're not fairy.
Awesome. Nice. It's all about Kujata, dude. I gotta hook you up with a World Pass so you can come over and
You know there's somebody on Fairy right now going, "What's wrong with Fairy?" We're a bunch of fun-loving guys.
Yeah, sure. Cool. Word up.
We're very fashionable.
Fairy.
With our
shout out to Fairy.
20 million. 20 million scorpion harnesses.
Fairy had some economical issues before, if we remember correctly.
Yeah.
All right, back on topic. Fusion, dude, what have you been doing in game, man?
I've been doing a little leveling. I got my Dragoon up to 67.
Pretty good. You're almost there, 75.
I'm getting there. I'm trying to get there before school starts. I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but been camped in the NMOs in Labyrinth of Anzozo for my Assault Jerkin.
Okay.
That hasn't really been working out.
We fought that thing, and we got the drop. Yeah,
nice.
we were just partying in there, and they needed to move it out of the way because it was in the way of our pulling. So like we got like three parties together, and we all fought it and killed it and got the drop.
Yeah, Sammy sent me a tell yesterday, and she's like, "I just got an assault jerk," and I'm like, "You don't even need it." And she's like, "Oh, I know. We were farming, and I lotted in one." I'm like, "I hate
you.
I hate people."
So
you've been leveling in the Zonzo.
Yeah.
You can level there.
No, this was a long, long, long time ago. This was before Ottergon came out.
It's weird
because like people still to this day want to level in Anzozo with me.
Well, you know, the problem with the new areas is everybody's there.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I got into a party yesterday. We checked out the Mire, and there were like people all over the place. We pulled one imp in like 7 minutes, and we're like, "Let's go to Bibiki Bay."
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Is it true that you can fight Chigos, right? And like get experience off of them now?
If you aggro them, yeah.
But you have to get aggroed by it to pull it, so what's the point? I don't know. If you know the point of fighting Chigos, maybe you want to let us know. That'd be cool.
Well, it's cool fighting this little leech.
Actually have a little vendetta against the Chigos.
Yeah, I've heard this.
they've owned me a couple of times.
The Chigos are coming, run!
Yeah. Chigos! That's all you can say before you're dead.
Yeah. I remember the first time I found one of those, I'm walking, what? Something hit me.
Like, wait a minute, why is your health, wait, why are you dead?
The next minute you're yelling at your party, you're like, go get to the chopper, run,
get to the chopper,
get out of here, it is the Chigo.
Awesome. Things are nasty.
Dude, yeah, dude, I'd like to fight, I'd like to actually fight and kill a Chigo, just so that I can see their death motion.
I know. Get revenge.
It's so funny because
I was doing Puppet Master quests for my cousin. He's a dragon, by the way.
Nice.
And I got raped by like five of them.
I know. In reality, too, if this game was, you know, a little apart from the fantasy and more based in reality, you could just step on the Chigo.
Yeah, you know.
It'd be so much. You'd just be like, oh, look, Chigo. Done.
It's like a cockroach.
Yeah.
Yeah. Instead, they like bounce up and you see their name and you're like, no.
There's the quest for the, I think it's to get the map for the Mire where you have to fight this NM Chigo.
Oh, is and, that
like,
oh, okay?
The cutscene for it, this guy's walking around and all of a sudden like a Chigo attacks him and he's like, oh, I'm like, it's a bug. It's like, it's I like was a laughing giant at the roach. Cutscene. Like this old guy, like elven guy, is walking around. He's supposed to be like some like old adventurer or whatever, and he gets like hit by a bug and he's like, ah.
It's like you can see worse things in like Jugner Forest.
Oh right.
But, you know?
It's like he's like, blimey, a tiger, and now it's like, oh, a little bug, ah, it's like you're freaking out even more.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, I know. It's like so like AO1, the mechanics on that are all like six guys should be able to take out like three little guys easy.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. But like seriously, like the Mire is just like totally scary for me now. I just got my hands on the Ottergun soundtrack, mm-hmm. and like every time the music plays, it gives me the shivers.
You're like looking over your shoulder, like, all right, where's like, the Chigo best?
Where's the Chigos? Where's the Chigos?
You're looking around.
And if it's not the Chigos, where's the Imp? I knew it was around here somewhere.
Arapago Reef, though, that's the place I hate the most because I got lost in there when
straight up
trying to do the Corsair quest where you got to go all the way in there.
Yeah,
I went to the Stagging Point. That was a pain.
Well, there's like the two you got to go through.
Yeah.
Through the second one Reef. Is a pain. And the one there's They're like a group a of ants you got to walk through.
And you're like. The truth say on them, they don't see that far, but I mean, like, you run in front of them, and they're gonna, like, rape you.
Mm-hmm. Like, honestly, the music for the Reef is pretty spooky, too.
It's I like how it starts off, kind of like that music box.
Oh, yeah. It's like music box style, and it's all creepy.
I remember that, like, I think I was, like, their second ship out to the new areas, but right after they activated the expansion. So I'm, like, doing all these quests, like, right away. I'm going in these new areas. I entered Arapago Reef, I'm like, they nailed the music on this one, like
totally, yeah,
was
dude.
Perfect.
I entered dude, it they like actually, years.
They actually nailed a lot of music for the new areas. I'm like Ottergun, really pleased.
Like I haven't seen anything bad about Ottergun except for Medusa, but that was after the initial. So I'll let that pass.
Fight her.
You gotta admit that's a pretty cool concept with Medusa. With
the 45
Awesome.
Yeah, I haven't done much besiege. I did one, and I was lucky to survive. I just stand back and heal the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
I got my 700 experience. I'm like, whatever.
That's awesome, nice. Dude. I swear, next time I do a besiege, I'm gonna be wet mage. So I'm just gonna be healing people, just throwing cure ones. Cure one for you. I'm gonna be curing fairy. Too. I'm gonna be the curing fairy. I'm gonna be like, here's a protect, buddy. Take it.
Yeah, the cure for you. Cure for you. Ooh, I'll give you a cure too. I like you.
Hey, big guy. How about you?
Like, you can have a haste. You look like you need it, buddy. Here's a boost. Good deal.
It's like, ooh, Galka, deodorize.
Awesome. All right, I have been playing Final Fantasy this last week. I just dinged, thank you very much, to 61. Mm-hmm. So I am more than halfway through this game. Yes, thank you. I have to, like, I got like 5K into 61, and you realize it's like 20K, and you're like, ugh.
I had that problem like, on my yeah. samurai. Like, you get 61, and you're like, oh, cool, it's my TNL. And you're like, oh,
20,000!
What
it's
is
like
this?
Indentured servant.
Yeah.
You just have I know, the TNL's like, ugh. You look at him, it's so depressing. It's like, ugh.
But like, seriously, man. Like, in like a half hour, we got like 5K.
Yeah.
I was 5K into the level, or maybe a little bit, even a little bit more. So that wasn't too bad. And we were leveling.
Yeah.
Cape Terrigan.
Nice.
Yeah. I haven't been there in a while.
Sweet. And I'll cover why we were in Cape Terrigan in my rant.
Nice.
I've got a little bit of a rant today. And I'm going to sound angry, but I'll take a deep breath. I promise.
Nice.
All right, so that's all I've been doing. I'm leveling Paladin. I'm Paladin 75 or bust. That's what we're doing. I realized the other
Paladin
day.
Or suck at Corsair? Is that what you're getting at?
No.
The bust?
Oh. No.
I give up.
That was bad. Edit.
I am not editing that.
Oh, man.
Awesome. All right, so, but yeah, you know, I realized the other day I've been playing this game since North America release, and, like, if I were to die, like, tomorrow, that would suck so bad because I never got to 75. It'd be so tragic. Like,
yeah. Never got to see anything, like, King Behemoth.
Right, or, like, if Square tomorrow said, well, we're closing it down, talk to you guys later, that's it, that's all we got for you. I'd be mad for the rest of my life.
Oh, yeah.
Because I never took the opportunity.
Get a riot together.
Yeah,
so I'm getting to 75. Before I die, I want to say that I fought a god, or I got into sky, or I got to rank 10, or
yeah,
you know, awesome. So that's me.
Actually, my rant is kind of about sky and gods.
Okay, let's move on to fusions.
Fusions rant. Hey, everybody has seen this message. Rant. You bring up the, you know, play online. You click on the Final Fantasy button, and a little message comes up. You know, talks about how exploring Vanadil is, you know, a thrilling experience. Blah blah blah. And it says, that being said, we have no desire to see your real life suffer as a consequence. Okay.
Oh,
so
I've
this,
never seen
that. This week. My LS, we've been farming the Bromave water to spawn these NMs that drop one of the things you need to pop the god Genbu. Okay.
Okay.
I've been farming these pots to drop this thing 12 hours.
Whoa.
Ow. Wow. Now that's what I call suffering in your real life.
Yeah.
That's suffering in your real life.
It's like Square Enix is like, you know, don't let the game take up too much of the time, and then you have to develop over here like, hey, let's make this thing drop every like 3 days or something. And what was the other thing I was looking up? There's the one Dragon NM like Needhog or whatever. It spawns like 3 to 4 times a month. Like, get real. Like, you're saying like, you know, make sure, you know, go out, live life, but stay here and, you know, farm this dragon for a month.
Yeah, I know.
What's up with that?
For a month.
It's like that's those COP missions.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like, they own you, dude. Didn't you know that? Like, and you pay them for them to own you.
Yeah.
I know.
Think about how does that make you feel?
Not good.
It's like we stay with you. 3 a.m. But I'll take
They it. Actually wrote that message at the beginning of the game for me. They wrote that for me. It's like, I seriously remember the
if
first
If you read
day.
It carefully, it says, that being said, steak. It's really small.
Yeah, exactly.
You gotta look
steak.
In there.
You have to look really closely. I remember the first day Ottergon came out, I stayed up all night and played.
That
and
whole day before it was activated,
I had
kept
to go
going
to
on the boat.
Oh,
I was just
you?
Wait. I was like, maybe one of these times it'll go.
Yeah. Dude, I had to go to work the next day, and I stayed up all night, and I worked 12 hour shifts.
Man. I'm gonna have that problem.
Wow. So I worked for 12 hours, and then I stayed up all night, and then I worked for another 12 hours.
Nice.
I'm never, ever, ever gonna do that again.
Oh, I know, I'm terrible. Gonna have that problem with
Chocobo
raising.
It was just
raising,
bad.
Because Chocobo comes out on the 22nd, and then I start school on the 23rd.
See, there you go.
How could you do this to me,
You're gonna be up all night with your Chocobo. and
with my dimmed lights, my brother's gonna come walking through my door. It's like, what's that music?
It's like, why are you listening to Barry White?
Why is your door locked?
Oh yeah, baby.
Like, don't come in.
Come in. I'm sorry.
Don't come in. We're not decent.
Yeah. He opens the door. It's like,
you cover yourself up real quick. All right. Moving right along. All right. We're going to go in. I'm going to do a little bit of a rant.
But my rant.
Okay. I have two little things. My first little thing is going to be a question. And my question is, why exactly is the Final Fantasy XI strategy guide the same? Why is it the same? Why is it the same as it was 2 years ago when so much has been changed?
It's I think of Argon.
I think they've given up. They've realized that all have these premier sites out there, you know. You got Alakazam, Warcry, Killing
Don't
Death
you think
Red,
they would jump on making some money if they could? To make
you would
a
think
new
so,
guide?
But then at the same time, you gotta look at, you know, who would actually buy it.
That's it. I'm calling Brady Games tomorrow. Well, tomorrow's Sunday. I'm calling Brady Games on Monday. And I'm gonna be like, look, you owe us.
Like, I want a new guide, I want it now.
Okay, here's my... Okay, here, I'm gonna go into the actual rant. Alright. Last week, I went on vacation. Okay? And I had, before I went on vacation, I got into doing Besieged. And I'm like, yes, this is awesome. We're having a great time. And then I had to go on vacation. Okay, a week later, I come back, and I log in, and I'm in Alza B. And I don't hear the music for Alza B. And I thought something was wrong with my program. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what the heck is wrong here? So I logged out, logged back in, same problem. I went out to play online, and I had it check all the files. No problems there either. So, and I logged out, I zoned out into the Wajam Woodlands, and there's music. I went into my Marg house, there's music. I went into Whitegate, and there's music. Nice. I'm like, what the heck? Okay, so I realized that what happened was, when I was gone, the undead came in and took our astral candescence.
Dude, you need to fire your babysitter.
Dude, what is going on? I leave you people for freaking a week, and I just come back, and what you guys, I mean, how'd you let this happen? People of Kujata, we need to unite and protect our astral candescence from the hordes of beastmen. Gosh. All right, well, I'm going to take a couple of deep breaths. I'm okay. I ended up having to level in the regular areas because it wasn't really worth it to level in the new areas anymore.
Experience bonus.
Outside of getting like Imperial standing points. So, but I leveled anyway. I got to level 61 and I'm rolling to level 62 trying to get there.
Nice.
That's good.
I hope we've gotten our astral candescence back. I haven't checked since like a couple days ago, so.
There's a chance.
That's my rant.
Back within like an hour.
/ rant. Good deal.
Nice.
All right. We'll move on. The next section is all up to Fusion. So it's all you, baby.
This is the long awaited Johnny McNoob. We could go back and forth with that all night.
Totally, dude.
We'll do a solo. All right. So as a lot of you people know, a while back, the whole thing kind of started when I think it was Sammy Grace's first episode, we had her talk about merits. And the way I asked her out, I said, Sammy, my name is Johnny McNoob. What's a merit?
Yeah.
And I listened to that episode. I'm like, hey, there's an idea. We'll get a segment dedicated to all the noobs, the new players out there. Help you guys out, get you going, get you started, and hopefully denoob you.
Denoobing. You never really denoob. It's more like learning one little bit at a time.
That's
we're all still learning, dude. We're all noobs at heart. It's just all facts and figures. Though.
Yeah.
Players do.
There's some bad stuff out there, but hopefully with this this little speech here with the Johnny McNoob we got going now, we're going to help you guys out, make a little more sense out of things. So the first thing What did you do when you first got Final Fantasy?
I stared at the box for probably about 20 minutes with my mouth open, and I was like, oh, finally.
After you installed it.
Oh. After I installed it, I realized that every time I started the game up, it would crash, and I got, like, really sad, almost to the point of tears, and I was like, please, God. And then finally, I end up calling Play Online, and they told me that I just had to, like, disable the animated character creation and do the simple one, and I was like, thank you.
Character creation, you can stop, that's all I needed to hear.
Yeah, character creation, man.
Character creation, you need to make your character.
You were talking in general, but I'm telling you about.
You know,
okay,
whatever.
So you got a bonus little Steak McNoob moment.
Yeah.
Character creation.
So you want to make your character. You got to decide what kind of jobs you want to play. There's, you know, you got your melee jobs, your mage jobs, your support jobs, your tank jobs, and, you know, the very few out there that you can actually solo if you feel like playing by yourself.
Yeah.
So, all right, you got, you know, all those different types of jobs. Then you got to think about, like, well, okay, what does this job do? You know, is it, you know, does it revolve around spell casting or attacking or, you know, like agility, tank, you know, all that stuff. So then that's where you got to think about the races. You got your 5 different races in the game, as most of you probably know. Remember, I'm giving this out for the new guys. So there's, you got your Humes, your Elven, your Taru, your Mithra, and your Galka. And each one of these is good at something, and they're also really, really bad at something. So if, for example, Tarus are really good with, they have the best MP in the game. So it's like, you want a Taru mage? Okay, that'll work. Taru warrior? Not so much.
Not so much.
Oh, they look cute.
They do look cute with their little, you know, great axes or great swords running around in the dunes. I have tried a Taru warrior, level 10, tanking in the dunes. I died in 3 hits.
You can get around it with, like, when you get into the game, if you want to be a Taru warrior, you can get around your little handicap there. It just takes some extra gear and the know-how and the gusto.
There's a couple things in game, like, you know, either like a Taru warrior or a Galka mage. Maybe don't want to start off Galka with it right mage. Away. That's something, you know, that can be hard, but, you know, if you want to, more power to you.
Absolutely.
It's stuff that's going to be a little more difficult to play, but if you can do it, you know, I mean,
in the end, it doesn't really matter. It's more of the
skill. If you're like, right. I want to be a Galka and I want to be a white mage and there's nothing that's going to stop me, go for it. Because if I see you in the dunes leveling a Galka white mage, I will stop and I will power level you for a few minutes because I respect that.
Definitely.
Respect that attitude, baby.
Especially when you're doing the odd kind of job race combinations. Make sure you got your gear updated too. I saw it wasn't an odd job race combination. I was leveling my Corsair a bit this week, so I was in the dunes. I saw this white mage. He had a shield, no weapon, no body piece, and like. You know, it
just
was
naked in the dunes.
Pretty much. You know, he didn't have a full set of gear. Even if it's nothing too great, you know, make sure you have some kind of gear on. That defense will help you if you piss off some mobs.
True.
And the other thing.
Oh, and you will.
And the big thing to look for too is when you're buying gear, if you can afford it, get the gear that has the plus stats on it. You know, if you're leveling a white mage, grab, you know, stuff with plus mind or whatever on it. If you're black mages, grab plus hits, you know, melees, strength, attack, you know, all that kind of stuff. You know, make sure you enhance what your job is supposed to do.
Exactly.
Yeah. And also, one thing to really be careful about is make sure you're using the right weapons and stuff like that, and the armor that actually helps. I saw a red mage, warrior, elven with hand-to-hands in the chasm.
Beautiful. Boy. Well, actually, the weapons for mages, they can give you pretty nice stat boosts. The rods that'll give you plus int for black mage, and plus,
There's a rare X wand out. It drops in, I want to say, West Saruta. It'll give you, like, plus 2 MP while healing.
Yeah, that's a bird in West
Saruta. Yeah, it's a really nice piece.
It's
have.
Good.
Not a lot of people know about it.
I know, I found out about it way late. And yeah. Some chick I was leveling with was like, you should go get one of these. I'm like, wow, where'd you get that?
Yeah, it's a very
nice. And then that was all about it. Yeah. I went and got it that same day.
Definitely.
Awesome.
Yeah,
good stuff. Well, Fusion has actually gone a step further, and he has illustrated all of these facts for you. It probably took a long time. It's out of BeTheGamer.com, and he made a blog called Johnny McNew.
It's actually, I started typing this afternoon, and I just kind of kept typing for, I don't know, an hour or so, and then I had to go back and make sure everything was okay.
I'm glad we pay you the big bucks, dude.
Yeah, double free, man.
Double zero.
Love it. But yeah, pretty much, like Stig said, go to Be the Gamer, hit up the blogs, Johnny McNew, it's all right there.
He did a great job. Thank you.
He did good. Thank you. Every time we got the Johnny McNew thing on here, what we talk about on here is going to be a short version. I'm putting together, a pretty detailed list of, the jobs and everything on here, and the stats and all this stuff on here. So please check it out. And, I know it's not going to be perfect. I've been playing the game for 2 years. There's still things I don't know. So, if there's a problem with it, please let us know.
Also, let us know if you have any other questions that might be related to, for new players. We're glad to answer any questions that you might have. No question is too meek. It doesn't matter. I didn't know how to use the auction house when I first started. I didn't even know what it was.
Yeah.
So don't hesitate.
We actually got a really good question in our forums.
Okay. Shoot.
Let me pull that up. Okay. So we got this one from Raikin on our forums. For the warrior, is it good to use a sword or an axe? The reason I'm asking is because when I first began, I got a sword, and someone said, "Hey, you should be using a great axe or an axe." So what's your guys' take on that?
Okay. Axe
or a great axe?
You know what I do? If I'm leveling a warrior, I'll buy a sword and I'll buy an axe. Mm-hmm. And I will cap them off. I'll cap them both off. Because, you might decide down the road, maybe you want to be something else. Maybe you want to do something else. And you might need that sword skill, too. Yeah. You know what I mean? Sword skill's pretty universal because, with sword skill, you can be a red mage. So you can have all your sword skill maxed out when you go to start a red mage.
Right.
That's what I do.
I know. I mean, back when I first started playing, people weren't as hardcore. They're like, dude, get an axe. They're just kind of like, whatever. I actually leveled my warrior to 30 with a pole arm. I get into a party, so it'd be like, pole arm? And then, back then, they're just like, all right.
Back in the day.
We'll let this guy have fun.
Back in the day. I use a scythe.
With this pointy
used
stick.
Used a scythe with a warrior?
Warrior red mage. Okay.
Well, warriors are pretty, universal. They can use lots of different types of weapons.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like...
Too.
Warrior, the job, too, is pretty universal.
Yeah, people will say, you gotta use an axe, dude, you know what I mean? But, warriors can use almost anything.
I think, warriors can use almost all the weapons, yeah.
So, you don't have to feel pressured into using an axe. I mean, I would use a sword and an axe because, not only do you get your sword skill capped off, when you switch, it also gives you different options for skill chains and things like that you're in a party, right. So you can help more. So
new ideas.
Awesome question. Okay.
Very cool. I guess that leads us to the email.
Email. Right on. We got a few. We got a few this week, didn't we?
Yeah, we got five.
Woot.
Five, yeah. All right, sweet. Our first email comes from Vault.
Vault.
Hey, guys, and Sammy, loving the show. I've been thinking about this recently, and I want your opinions. What do you think will happen to Final Fantasy XI in the future? Do you think it will expand with more expansions and last a few more years, or will there be a so-called Final Fantasy XI 2? I myself think they will make one more expansion in the Final Fantasy XI for this new MMO they're making.
You think?
I don't think so. No, that was in the email. Wait. That was the email I was reading still. That wasn't me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you were reading the email. I'm sorry. I zoned out there.
Nice.
That happens with me sometimes. You'd just be like, hey, Stig, where you at?
Yeah. Actually, on, what was it? 3-4 episodes ago where you talked about how Square Enix had this release on the website, how they said that they were not making a direct. Yeah, they're not making a direct sequel to Final Fantasy XI.
Right now.
But they are making a new MMO.
They debunked the rumor a few weeks ago that there may be a expansion. I don't think that, or not an expansion, I'm sorry, a sequel. I don't think they'll make one, though. I honestly think they'll just keep this going as long as they can.
Yeah. Until 10-2 people go. 10-2 was bad enough. Don't make an 11-2.
Yeah, 10-2.
In 11-2, one of the jobs, you can dance and sing all these like pop songs.
And you can be like a chokable fighter person. There was all kinds of weird stuff in that game.
I think what they're going to do, I think probably since they kind of opened up the can of Male Mithra at the fan festival, I think if they do release another expansion pack, it's going to have Male Mithra in it.
Okay, as a playable job?
Maybe playable, but they're definitely going to have him in there at least as some kind of NPC. Because after talking about it at the fan festival, they're not going to be able to get away with making a new expansion pack without including that.
Okay, well, let's go a little bit further. Do you think they'll make any new jobs?
Yes.
You think they will, beyond this?
Yeah.
What could they make?
No idea. But they could do something. No, they could pull something out. They could still make something.
Dude, Puppet Master was a surprise for me.
They're pulling Puppet stuff Master? Out of here like, that whoa. No one's even
I'm like, Corsair? Corsair? That's awesome. Who knew?
Yeah.
It'd be like, we're going to come out with a new job and it's going to be called this. And
I think
it's going to be
cool. The thing that a lot of people do, they say, okay, you know, what kind of new jobs could there be? Well, but the only way they come up with that is like they look at past Final Fantasies. It's like, well, they've had this job, they've had this job, whatever. But, you know, they're like, oh, Time Mage, but, you know.
Yeah, well.
Time Mage wouldn't work.
Yeah, we spells all. And everything.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they come out
they take
with,
away
like,
from the White Mage.
They come out with, like, Puppet Master, and people are like, what?
Yeah,
what's Puppet Master?
Well, they listened to the community on that one. They were saying, well, what could we possibly make? And people were saying, not Geomancer, Necromancer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they're like, okay, well, let's see, what can we do with a Necromancer? What would a Necromancer be able to do? And they're like, well, a Necromancer would only be really good at night. You know, because they kind of summon the dead, so we need something that they can use all the time.
Right.
So they're like, how about like a, not like a, someone that can summon the dead, but someone that can summon a puppet or a mannequin of some kind. And that's
kind
of how.
Those things are pretty creepy looking. I mean,
I think it's really cool that they actually listen to the community.
Yeah, definitely.
And what we want.
So. Yeah. I thought it was. Yeah, very
cool. Do you know what I think would be a really cool additional job? I think a shapeshifter class would be so cool.
That could be.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like
you
a
know
morph
what I mean? Kind. Yeah, like a morph job where you could like turn into a Yugato or
like a mimic job or something.
Yeah, like
Yugato.
Yugato, yeah, I'm retarded. You can turn into like an orc and have like these types of skills that would, an orc, you know, like a stone chucker or whatever would have. Turn into a Yaguro and like have like monk style skills or something like that.
But you know, if you think about it though, that kind of sounds like Blue Mage in a way, only without the morphine. You got the abilities and everything.
True, true.
And now learning your magic and stuff from enemies and junctioning it like FF8.
Yeah.
Totally. Well, that's as far as I can, you know. I don't know. I don't know.
What I think is for the new expansion, I think it's going to be with the Far East, because we've heard so much about it in all the expansions. Yeah. I think it's going to be something with that.
Okay.
That's very true, yeah. Could be.
But how many times can they say, oh, hey, it's a new continent? Who knew?
Yeah, I mean, true. Well, you gotta give them some technology
slack. Yeah, you do have to give them some slack, because they did kind of, like, make it, you know, kind of like a, like, we knew that they were there, we were just kind of ignoring them the whole time, we didn't really like them that much. Or maybe they'll, like, say, there's a Western continent, and before the war, this happened or something, I don't know.
Yeah.
That was what COP was like that.
So, because then you would have, like, Adargon is the East continent.
Right.
And then, like, Vanadil is, like, or, like, the, you know, the main part of Vanadil is right. The middle continents.
But the thing is...
And then you'll have a Western continent, too.
But the thing is, with the Argon, it's Near East, and then there's the Far East.
Right, because if you look at the map, it's just, you know, it kind of goes off the edge of the map. There's still some land over there.
Is there?
Yeah.
Maybe. And then after that, we'll all go to the moon or something. We'll all get into a spaceship.
And a COP.
Get into a spaceship and go up into space and be in space.
That's the end of COP, though, I think. You fight something in, like, space.
Really?
Yeah.
Shh, don't tell me.
Yeah, nobody heard that.
I'm not listening. La 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 la. All
right.
Thanks for that email.
Let's
get
back to the emails.
Good
next
question.
Next email comes from Stealth Bomber.
Stealth Bomber.
This is for Stig.
Okay. This is for Stig. I'll read it. This is for Stig, since he speaks German. My friend claims the word Uber comes from German origins and means most of, in a sense. Teach us, oh mighty meat. Well, yes, you're right. Obviously, BeTheGamer.com doesn't pay me enough to, like, give out German lessons, but in German, the word Uber means, like super, like you could say superhuman, or, you know, like superhuman in that sense. So you could say, like, Übermensch, which would be superhuman, or, you know, something of that origin. Right. But yes. And Uber also means, like, over, like, if you say over and under, like, over, or, like, overlord.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It just means over, or super,
great,
mega. Or uber, mega. Yeah, exactly.
I think they should replace mega boss in the auto-translate with the Uber boss.
Uber boss.
The Uber boss.
Yeah, Uber boss.
That would be cool. We're after they push
awesome.
Horses at NM.
Well, thanks, Delph Bomber, for the email.
Nice.
Awesome. Good question.
Our next
und ja, ich spreche Deutsch.
Email comes from John, also known as Hanky Panky.
Ooh.
Okay.
Waiting for the chocobos.
Hey. Two of my good friends in game include Ataru Paladin and a Hume Bard, and we've been leveling together recently. We plan to do so all the way to 75, knock on wood. You'll get there. Adding me as a red mage once we hit 47. Let's see. In your opinions, is this a possible foundation for a good group where we could just grab 3 DDs and go, or will we need a white mage?
I get into parties where we don't get a white mage at all. We just go with red mage.
Lately, in the newer areas, I've been having just the red mage as a healer.
Yeah.
Because you just chain, you don't take a lot of damage.
I agree with you there, dude. I think you could totally go without a white mage.
And once you hit 47, you know, you'll have to. There might be a little bit of time when you might need a white mage there, but once you get around 53, 55, you can really only need the red mage.
Yeah.
So you know, right after that, you're pretty much set after you're able to get into the new areas and just chain stuff.
Plus, you got a bard there. Bard and red mage totally own over a white mage. The only thing that a bard and a red mage can't do is, like, teleport up at the higher level, seriously.
Right. But, you know, if you're in the newer areas, you don't really need to be teleporting around because everyone's looking for party.
Everybody's already right there.
And now after the update, it's like, hey, let's get a bird and we'll go here. You know, it'll take 2 minutes to get to the camp and we're set. Of course, the downside is, you know, there's also 50 other people and their brothers trying to level in that area.
Go, my friend! And be your party! You don't need a white mage.
Yeah, I mean, red mage.
Don't believe the hype.
So good.
And plus, like, with your bard, you can do, like, Raptor Marzuka now, and you can run around 12% faster.
If you're into that kind of
right on.
If you notice the difference.
Sub Corsair.
Nice.
Bard Corsair doesn't work. But
if it did,
it's cool
that would
because
be cool.
you would be like a pirate. You'd be like a
singing pirate.
You'd be like You'd be like singing yo ho ho and a bottle of rum. Oh, okay. I guess they did fix where you can't. Before, I guess you couldn't be a bard. Corsair.
Corsair.
Because it would only give you the two things, but now it works.
Bard Corsair.
So you can be a Bard Corsair. So you can be a singing pirate.
Singing
you can be
pirate.
Like. Be like
18 men on a dead man's chest.
There's a couple people somewhere. They're like, let's put on a musical.
Arr, we be the singing pirates.
Arr, we be the rolling pirate group singing people.
With the like bad awful fantasy level character singing.
They gotta redo the bard singing. Arr, 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 arr,
like arr. We sing in pubs all over Vanadio. Arr. Good deal. Awesome, awesome.
Nice. All
right, moving right along.
Let's see, our next email comes from SB. That's not you with itself.
Right, SB, yeah, is that you?
SB, well, I use the abbreviation, but I don't send any other emails.
All right, we'll assume that's not you then.
All right.
It says, hello everyone. Have you ever heard of anything about the Carbuncle server? I've heard of it.
Yes, it's out there.
Yeah, I know it's there.
It's got players on it.
He says, I've played on it for 2 years, and I swear it's got to be the smallest server out there. Link shells suck because they usually consist of 9 people max. It really bugs me. But I don't want to give up my character or all of my gil to switch to another world. Thanks for allowing the rant.
You know what? Like, I think seriously, like,
go to Kajada?
I think Square... Well, yeah, you should definitely come to Kajada. But, like, I think Square should let you pay them to move your character, like, around. Like, if you say,
WoW does
I'm
that,
on
right?
Kajada, yeah, I think WoW does that. But you can only do it once every 6 months. But even that would be cool, where you could call up Square and be like, I want to move to the Carbuncle server and I'm on Kajada. And they'd be like, yeah, okay, that's cool. That's $25. We'll just put it on your account. And yeah. Bing, bang, boom. You lose some stuff in your Mog House, but you get to move. I think they should do that. I think that'd be really cool.
That would be, yeah.
That would be good.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's probably a drag of a file.
Yeah, I mean...
Square, listen to us, please.
It's probably
this
like,
is what your people want.
All of our characters need little files on their screen. They could just be like, click and move. $25, please. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Easy money, guys.
Easy money out of it.
Do it.
Yeah.
Well, SB, I think you should start a character and check out the Kujata server. And I'll get you a link. I'll get you a link show for Fat Chocobo. And there's definitely more than 9 people in there.
Nice.
How many guys do you have, actually?
123 or 24 or something. Oh.
Whoa.
No. I'm just kidding. Oh, I'm just kidding. Right. I'm just kidding. No, there's like... There's like 20 people, maybe?
I was gonna say, I haven't been down there in a while, but I doubt that you've gotten that many.
Yeah.
My Taru monk's in his Mog House on Kujata, like,
fooled you.
Where did he go?
Yeah, where has your character been? I want to see a little more of you on Kujata, dude.
He'll probably be sitting in his Mog House covered in dust or whatever. The Mog will be just like a skeleton floating there in the air. But
word.
I don't know.
I'm like, pick this guy up in a while.
It's hard for me, because, you know, I've done all this work on Bahamut, on my character, and then, like, you jump over on this other server, and you're like, I don't have anything good.
that's my only problem going to Kajado, because I've been playing 3 years on the same character, mm-hmm. I don't want to give it up.
Yeah.
Sweet. Definitely. So if anybody needs a world pass, I'm happy to shell out the guild for a world pass. Yes, come on over.
Have Kujata. Ourselves a fat chocobo party. Kujata.
We will have a fat chocobo party.
We'll give you a firework if you join. You can launch them off.
For a limited time only, you can receive
join
a
fat chocobo, and if you
one,
join in the next 5 minutes, you get fireworks.
You get one spirit twinkle.
What?
Or whatever.
What spirit are those called? Twinkle?
What do they call a little twinkle shower? Twinkle shower. There you go. For a limited time only. Sweet. All right, well, let's see.
Wow.
Do we have any more email? Any more emails?
We do. We got one from Elrisa from Missouri again. We get like an email from them like every week, don't we?
We do.
Good fan base. Very good. Yeah. Okay, let's see. Hey guys, it's Oriza from Azura Server. First things first, you've been doing an awesome job of the show.
Thank you.
We try.
We do.
And I have a few suggestions. First, okay. I got this idea from the old Mega Elixir podcast. You guys could have a little beginning of the show segment of something funny that happened before the show. And then you could, you know, play it before we do the little pet food alpha bit.
Okay.
You like that?
That's a good idea. Because what we did, we did the one little clip like two shows ago where we did the emo, what was it, emo?
Emo Dark Knight.
Oh, I found emo like that grass. Was funny.
I still have people in my link shell that hate me for that.
It's so awesome. I don't care what any Dark Knight says, it's true.
It's funny. I don't care if it's true or not, it's freaking hysterical.
Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
A second, actually, I just realized I have three things I want to say. It would be nice if you guys could keep shows around an hour. I think we've been doing a pretty good job.
I think we've been keeping just
about an hour or so.
Last time was a little short.
50 minutes.
Yeah.
It was sticks.
But it's better than like back.
It was my fault, and I apologize for my disconnectedness last show.
The loss of his stack of quarters.
Freaking cafes.
But, like, you know. Wait, back in Mega Elixir, some of the episodes were 3 hours long.
That was a task to listen to.
It was. But you know what? I was at work, and I worked for 12 hours, and like 3 hours of podcast, that was great.
Yay.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Okay, and then third, you could talk about the history of folklore of Van Deel. That would be interesting.
That would be cool. You know what?
I think what they're talking about is, you know, we got the Van Deel Tribune thing, you know. I actually haven't seen a new one of those for a long time. But how, when they came out, they used to have, you know, they would talk about a certain character, like, in Van Deel or whatever, in the history about that. Like, one time they would talk about, like, this, like, Yagudo, like, priest or something that was, like, the leader.
Yeah.
Of like all the Yagudo and stuff like that, and then another time they talk about like you know, like one of the old kings of Sandoria, which, you know, it's kind of cool to listen to, but I think they stopped making those because I don't think a lot of people read them.
Okay,
I did. Well, I know the Tartari used to rule over the Sandorians.
Really?
Did they?
Yeah,
I did not know that.
Back when Sandoria was more than just like tribes and stuff, the Tartari used to rule over them, but they won their independence, and now they're their own country.
Huh.
Huh. Weird. I did not know that.
No.
Learn something new every day?
Well, that kind of makes sense, because, you know, that makes sense why all the elves are angry and stuff. It's like, you know, we got our independence, blah, 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 and stuff still messed up, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
We can edit that out. All right.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. So that does it for our email.
All right.
All right.
Here's the deal, people. We have a secret project going on. Me and a couple guys at the BeTheGamer.com site are working on a secret, top secret. Now I mean G14 classified project.
Like, if we told you right now, we'd have to kill you.
It's pretty bad. It's pretty good. So,
yeah.
Pretty bad and good.
Good or bad?
We need help.
It's so good, it's bad.
We need your help. We need the help of the community, okay, to help us out with this project. It's very important.
It's very uber.
It's very, very cool. I can't really talk that much about it right now, okay? But you can help us. Okay, what we want you to do, if you're interested in helping us out, email us at petfoodalpha@gmail.com, okay? And we'll tell you what it is. We'll tell you what you got to do. It's nothing really too hard. And we need all the people that we can get, all right? It's not ready to unveil to the world, but we want you guys to be the first to know about it, and we need your help. So shoot us a line if you're interested in helping us out.
Shh, but don't tell anybody. Okay, it's a secret.
A secret.
It's a secret. Shh. Okay.
Okay. That's out of the way. Okay, cool.
Okay, nice. Oh, wait.
All right.
We're done with the secret project.
Awesome. Like I said, our email is petfoodalpha@gmail.com. You can email us there if you have any questions about the show, if you want us to shoot your comments, your feedback,
that kind of thing. All that.
Yeah, all that good stuff.
Hit us up in the forums, too, at bethegamer.com. We got the Johnny McNew thread there. You can ask your questions there. We'll get them up on the show.
Great community, guests. Too. Guests. We are interested in having guests, obviously, but what we want you to do is we want to have an account of all the people that are interested in being on the show. So what we want you to do is email us at petfoodalpha@gmail.com and tell us about yourself. Tell us about what level you are, what server you're on. Tell us a little bit about yourself. You have to have a good microphone because we want to sound pretty good. We don't want to sound like we're communicating with like the space shuttle or something. You know what I mean? So,
hello and welcome to Pet Food Alpha. Over.
Yeah. That is all. But yeah, let us know what server you're on, what job you are, why you want to be on the show. Why do you want to be on our show? And shoot us an email and we'll get back to you and we'll get some people on. All right.
We'll set something up. We'll do lunch.
Yeah, we'll do lunch. Yeah. Our people will call it your people.
Breakfast.
Sweet. iTunes. Check us out on iTunes. If you don't want to wait until Monday to download the podcast, you can download it every Saturday night at bethegamer.com. And don't think you have to have an iPod just to download the episode, because it's out on the site in MP3 format. You can listen to it on anything. Capiche?
Except A-Track.
Except A-Track, heard. So you can hit us up there, bethegamer.com. Join our forums, chat with us, blog with us.
Yeah,
it's all definitely. Good.
Check it's out that good. Blog. I worked good and hard.
Yeah, check out his blog.
I hope it'll be useful.
So. He's got some nice little pictures.
I need feedback.
Shoot him up some feedback, people. Speaking of feedback. Hook us up with some feedback on iTunes. Give us a review on iTunes. That'd be cool. That'd be awesome. Thank you. You're the man.
Yes, I am.
We appreciate it. We are proud to announce that we made the new and notable list of podcasts. If you go to podcasts in iTunes and the iTunes Music Store, if you check out the second page on the new and notable, boom!
Next stop, Pro Bowl.
It's like, wow. Wow. So, good stuff.
And that's all because of you.
That's all because of you, the listeners.
The viewers. Thank
you. The viewers.
You guys rock.
Because you're viewing us right now.
Stealth Bombers of Viewer. Dude, you rock.
Dude, you do rock.
Thank you. I do.
Awesome.
Nah, I'm kidding. Just kidding.
Oh, that's all the time we've got today. I'd like to thank our guest, Stealth Bomber.
The Maliman.
Thank you very much for being on the guest. Being our guest finally. It was great having you finally.
It was great being here. I had a lot of fun.
Thank you. And that's it. All right. Say goodbye, guys.
Goodbye, guys.
Goodbye.
Bye.